As well as investigating healthcare interventions, Cochrane Review sometimes examined the training of the people who deliver these interventions. Kurinji Gurasamy has completed one such review for the training of surgeons.
Surgical training has traditionally been one of apprenticeship, where the surgical trainee learns to perform the surgery under the supervision of a trained surgeon. This is costly, time-consuming, and is of variable effectiveness. Training using a computer simulator, also called virtual reality simulator, is an option to supplement standard training. Another option is to use a box simulator, which involves using dummies. In this Cochrane review, we set out to determine whether virtual reality simulator can be used to supplement surgical training in keyhole surgery and how it compares to the box simulator. We identified 23 randomized clinical trials involving a total of 612 surgical trainees. Some trainees had no previous surgical experience, while the others had some previous experience in performing keyhole surgery. In trainees without previous surgical experience, virtual reality training decreased the time taken by the trainees to complete a task, increased the accuracy with which the tasks were performed, and decreased the errors made by the trainees as compared to standard training methods. In this group of surgical trainees, the trainees who trained on the virtual reality simulator performed the tasks more accurately than those who trained on box simulators. As far as surgical trainees with some previous experience in performing keyhole surgery was concerned, virtual reality training reduced operating time and improved the precision with which the operation was performed as compared to standard surgical training. In this same group of surgical trainees, the trainees who trained on the virtual reality simulator performed better than those who trained on the box simulator. This finding is important because surgeons have to develop new skills while working within the hour limits set by European legislation. Virtual reality simulator may help the surgeons to develop their skills in keyhole surgery rapidly and may fulfill this need. In summary, virtual reality training can supplement standard training in keyhole surgery.
If you would like to find out more about the different types of virtual reality training tested by these trials, you will find details in the review itself, available at www.cochrane.org.